Good morning. Welcome to our AI and K-12 news brief for September 11th, 2026. I'm Sarah with Eric and Lily. Today, California enacts comprehensive child AI and student data protections. Washington, D.C. issues a stoplight policy for school staff. Federal regulators reconsider E-rate. And a national survey highlights after-school STEM access. Eric, let's start in California.
California has enacted a major online safety package, establishing new safeguards around artificial intelligence. The new laws require stronger protections, risk assessments, and independent audits for companion chatbots used by minors. For schools, Assembly Bill 1159 prohibits covered K-12 student information from being used to train generative AI systems. Other measures restrict addictive social media features for users under 16.
That training ban in AB 1159 puts immediate pressure on school procurement. District technology leaders and edtech vendors have to examine contracts right now. If a vendor uses student inputs to train generative models, that practice has to end as these rules take effect. A clear mandate for districts and vendors alike. Next, we head to the nation's capital.
Washington, D.C.'s education agency has released its first staff-focused AI model policy, organized as a practical stoplight framework. Red uses are strictly prohibited, including student discipline, staff evaluations, physical surveillance, and eligibility decisions for individualized education programs and Section 504 plans.
What falls into the other two categories?
Lesson planning and everyday communications sit in the green zone, provided there is human review. Grading and drafting language for special education plans are placed in a guarded yellow category, permitted, but with heightened caution.
The traffic light is easy to understand, but district leaders must recognize its boundaries. This is advisory guidance strictly for school staff. It does not regulate student AI use, nor does it replace district procurement policies. It is one helpful piece, not a complete governance plan.
An important reminder on scope. From local guidance, let's turn to federal connectivity funding. The Federal Communications Commission is examining whether the federal E-rate program should be narrowed, reoriented, or changed. The agency is looking at potential limits tied to geography, local service provider availability, and the specific network services eligible for support.
School leaders are mobilizing quickly. More than 600 people registered for an AASA town hall, urging district communities to participate in the proceeding. Crucially, no funding cuts have been enacted yet, but because E-rate discounts underwrite essential broadband and infrastructure, any reduced support would shift millions in connectivity costs directly into district budgets, with the heaviest burden falling on high-poverty schools.
High-poverty districts rely on predictable E-rate discounts to maintain basic internet access. School leaders cannot afford to wait and see what happens. The public comment window closes on October 13th, making this the critical window for educators to tell the Commission how proposed shifts would affect their classrooms.
October 13th is the deadline to watch. Finally today, we look at new data on after-school STEM opportunities.
The After School Alliance surveyed more than 30,000 households nationwide. And 92% of parents whose children attended after-school programs reported access to STEM activities. That is an encouraging baseline for hands-on science and technology exposure. But the survey reveals a stark rural divide in how often students actually participate.
That is right, Sarah. While 67% of urban parents reported their children taking part in STEM activities at least twice weekly, only 39% of rural parents reported that level of frequency. The report points to ongoing challenges with rural staffing, transportation, and funding as the primary drivers of that gap.
It underscores a vital distinction. Offering a program is not the same as providing sustained access. If rural students can only participate occasionally due to busing schedules or staffing shortages, the opportunity gap remains wide.
It connects with our earlier discussions. Whether we are discussing AI policies in California or broadband discounts at the FCC, policy frameworks must translate into consistent, everyday opportunities for all students.
That wraps up our brief for September 11th, 2026. We covered California's new child AI rules, DC's stoplight framework for staff, the October 13th E-rate comment deadline, and after-school STEM access gaps. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow.